Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim up to Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We're starting from the end of Kuf Tes Vavim and Beis, Omer Shmuel. Gemara says Omer Shmuel, the pasuk calls matzah lechem oini, and Shmuel darshens lechem she'einim olav dvarim. That we say things about the matzah. Tanya nami, ochi lechem oini, lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei. Davar acher, lechem oini, oniksiv. You read it as if it said lechem oni of a poor man. Ma oni shadaka beprusa, afkam beprusa. Just as an oni, he eats his bread, he uses a prusa, he doesn't have a full loaf of bread. So here also, we eat on Pesach, we eat a prusa, we eat a broken piece of bread rather than a full loaf of bread. And we spoke out in a previous share, and Daf Kuf Yudalad, a machlekes rishonim had a taich, the maimer of Shmuel, lechem she'einim olav dvarim, lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei. That Taisus over there in Kuf Yudalad had said that we have to bring in the matzah has to be there while we say the Agada. And we said over to Brisker Rav that there's a din that Agada is ala matzah, like Kiddush is ala yayin, Sibit Sis Shayim is ala matzah. That's a din of lechem ayini. Lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei. That the dvarim harbei that we say on Leil Seder, the CBT is Mitzrayim, the Gadat Levincha, that has to be Einim Allah, it has to be Allah Matzah. That's Taisus Mahalach. And we said over that the Rambam holds that you didn't have the Matzah there. The Rambam holds that when you remove the Kara, like the Gemara had said, to remove the Kara, you leave the Kara away with the Matzah and everything, and you only bring it back when you say Pesach Matzah Umar. And we teach there that the Pshat, he holds Lechem She'einim Allah Dvarim Harbi is a whole different thing. It's not the pshat that you have dvarim harbe to see betzius mitzrayim, and this is the lechem that you einim on that the dvarim harbe. The pshat is that you have to be einim on the lechem dvarim harbe. You have to say what's the pshat in the lechem. You have to say matzuz shenu eichlim al shema. You have to be einim on the lechem dvarim harbe, but not the pshat that the see betzius mitzrayim has to be on the lechem. It doesn't. The lechem's not there by the see betzius mitzrayim. You have to be einim the dvarim. You have to go and explain. Matzazu, to explain matzazu, you have to be einu the dvarim of the tzibur of why we eat the matzah on the matzah, but it's not a din in the CBTs and shayim that has to be on the matzah. Fakir, it's a din in the matzah. You have to be einu on the matzah dvarim. And the reason why I'm saying it over is I understand from this another machlekes rishonim. The Rosh says, and come other rishonim, the Mordechai, the Maram, and this is what everybody is naig to go. And when you bring the matzahs, you bring the matzah shleimus to the Seder, but then you betzei the matzah before you start the CBTs Mitzrayim. This is what we call yachatz, that you go and you make a betzei of the matzah before you start the CBTs Mitzrayim. In the Rambam, it says not the way. In the Rambam says that you make the betzei of the matzah before you eat the matzah. By the CBTs Mitzrayim, you don't make the betzei of the matzah beforehand. Zayich havanetz l'shitasei. The din of lechem ayni, lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei, it says in the Kolboy, the reason why we betzei the matzah before the tzibus yisrayim is because on the lechem ayni, on the lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei, there's also lechem ani. There's also the lechem of darka beprusa. In other words, since we have the matzah here in order to say the tzibus yisrayim on the matzah, so the matzah that we have should be a prusa, because that's taka the lechem ayni, the lechem ani, which you have in the sky in both drushes, lechem ayni, that you ayni molav dvarim, and the lechem ayni, the lechem ani, that is starka beprusa. So you ayni the dvarim haibay on the prusa. But that's also fili rishaynim, that you say the sibitzis is shayim on the lechem, so then it has to be prusa before him. Mashaykin lefili rambam, other rabbi, the matzah is not there, b'shas seida. Yoyke the kar, and you don't bring it back. So now there's no union to make it a prusa before the CBC is Mitzrayim. Now, for that, it's not so partial, because like we said, in the Rambam Musa, the Chayit is a din of Einim Olav Dvarim, that you take a say matzazu, and the Rambam's mashma, that you don't do the betziah then either. You do the betziah right before you eat the matzah. The Rambam in Perches Lachadal just says, U'machzer shulchan lefan of Einim, Pesach zu matzazu marizem. And he doesn't say anything about a betziah. And then the Rambam Halacha Vav afterwards, when he says, Achach Mvarach Al Tilsidayim, Venot the Yad of Shainis, And then he says, "Vilkech shnei rikik." And then he says, "Chaylik echemem umeniach paras asar shalom mavarich." That right then you make the betzias. So you see, the Rama holds even when you be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem ayni lechem shayinim olav dvarim, you still don't have to have a prusa. So Vaisesi holds that the two drashas are in tali habaha. There's a lechem ayni of lechem shayinim olav dvarim, and that's even on a shlema. And then there's a drash of lechem ani that the b'shas is da'ikah b'prusa, but that's only b'shas ta'chil, not b'shas yisay the dvarim. In the etzim din of ma'ani da'ikah b'prusa is a machlekes rishayinim. The Gemara says in Brachis, Hakol Maidim by Pesach Shemeniach Prusa B'Sarich Shleimu Mavarich, because it says Lechamayni, like the Gemara here says, Daika B'Prusa. And Rav Yishayinim hold that the Pshayin is that you need a Prusa Dafka. You have to be B'Tzei on a Prusa Dafka. There's a Rav Haigayin that holds not the way. The Rav Haigayin says that the context of the Gemara in Brachis was, which one do you make a brach on? There's a din that when you have a shleim and a prusa, that lach is namal. You have to make a brach on the shleim. You can't make a brach on the prusa. But with Pesach, the Gemara is giving you a heter to make a brach on the prusa because of lechemayni. But if you want to make a brach on the shleim, you could. That's Rav Haigayin's pshat. L'maisa reif yishayinim. Well, not the way the skum of the yishayinim is. You need dafka a prusa. But there is a machlekes yishayinim. How many matzahs you need? The Rav Yishayinim hold that on Yontif you also need Lechem Mishnah. Just like Shabbos you need Lechem Mishnah, Yontif also you need Lechem Mishnah. That's the scum of the Yishayinim. Taisus discusses it. He says it's totally if the man fell on Yontif. The reason we have Lechem Mishnah is to remind you of the Lechem Mishnah that came Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos the man didn't fall, so they had Lechem Mishnah before Shabbos. So if the man didn't fall on Yontif, so they had Lechem Mishnah before Yontif. So if Ander, you need the Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov to be Zeicha for the man that came a Lechem Mishnah before Yom Tov. But the Shaila is, if the man didn't fall on Yom Tov, so then there'd be no din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. Taisa says it's a Midrashim Chalukim. It's a Machalikis and Midrashim if the man fell on Yom Tov or not. Kabbanim, the Rambam, the Rif, all the Rishayim, them on that you need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. Taisa also holds the way Lalacha. Now the Machalikis Rishayim is that Taisa and the Rosh and the Mardchai and Kami Rishayim, they all hold that on Pesach also you need Lechem Mishnah. And Lechem Mishnah you need Shleimais. So you need, besides for the Prusa, you need two Shleimais. You need two Shleimais and a Prusa. Two Shleimais for the Lechem Mishnah. And a Prusa to Mekayim the Din of Lechemani, Lechemani, that Ani is Darka B'Prusa. But the Rambam and the Rif and other Rishayim hold that no, that that's Gufa what the Gemara Brachas means, Sheminiach. That the Lechem Mishnah on Pesach is different than the Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need two Shleimus. That's the din of Lechem Mishnah. You need Shleimus. That's what makes the Lechem Mishnah. Mashen Kain on Pesach, which Ani is Darka B'Prusa, we need Lechem Ani, Ani Ksiv, as Darka B'Prusa. So Mele, the Lechem Gufa is a Prusa. So Mele, you don't need two Shleimus. You need one Shleim and a Prusa. The Gain says, if you need two Shleimus and a Prusa, so where, is it, where do you see the Aeneas? The other Rabbi, you bring an extra thing. You're having two Shleimus like regular, and you also have a Prusa. The Gain Tak is Machzik in the Psak of the Ram and the Rif, that you need one Shleim and a Prusa. So that's the Machlekes. Rav Feistim Shulchan Aruch Hesaisim, and that's the Minigra Ravachas and Klai Yisrael, to have three matzahs, you bring three matzahs, and you betzei one of them. So come dice, you have two shleimus and a prusa. You have two shleimus for lechem mishnah and a prusa. The mekayim the din of lechem ani darka b'prusa. Mashenk in the minig of the goyin was like the Rambam and the Rif, that you only have two matzahs, one shleim and one prusa, because since it's the din of ani darka b'prusa, so immediately you mekayim the lechem mishnah on Leil Pesach with a prusa. There's also another interesting machlokes Rishayim that Taisus discusses, which is what the brachas are going on. There's a tzad that Taisus brings down from Rabbi Yamtif and Rabbi Nachum Yuni that all the brachas you make on the prusa, you make the bracha of hamaitzi and you make the bracha of alachilas matzah, you make them both on the prusa. But the Re says that no, Amaitzi you make dafka on the Shlema, and Alchilas Matzah you make on the Prusa. The Chayre, the Svarah for the Re that made Amaitzi on the Shlema, and Alchilas Matzah on the Prusa, It's pashit. You make a mitzvah in the shleima, like always when you make a berachas anenin, you always make on the shleima. It's like a mishnah, or stam the brachas on the shleima. So the berachas on mitzvah goes on the shleima. Mashenka, when you make a bracha al achilas matzah, the ikakim of al achilas matzah is with a prusa, ma'ani darka beprusa, has to be lechamaini. So male, the kim of al achilas matzah is with the prusa, as a male, you make al achilas matzah on the prusa. And the chayat of shan, the rishayim that say that, that you make both brachas on the prusa, and so agufa vibalt, you're doing the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the prusa, so you should make the mitzvah on the matzah you're doing al achilas matzah with. Why should you make a mitzvah on a different matzah? That Mrs. Teizen Brachas brings a svara to Dafka make them on two matzahs because ain't Eisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Since ain't Eisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, he bedafka should go and make the Berachas Anenim on one matzah and the Berachas Mitzvahs of Alachilas matzah on a different matzah. Because otherwise, if you make them both on the same matzahs, ain't Eisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Teizen's name Brachas argues. He says, that's not called Chavilas Chavilas. That's what we do always by Kiddush. We make the Berachas Anenim on Kiddush, we make the Berachas Mitzvahs on Kiddush. You make both brachas because you're doing two mitzvahs with it. You're eating the matzah, you're doing the nenin, and you're doing the mitzvah also. So since you're doing two mitzvahs with the same thing, as a mela, why shouldn't you make two brachas? You make the berachas nenin and berachas mitzvahs on the same thing. Just like we had before with Rav Chista, that he made a bayir pri adam and an alachilas mar on the same thing. There also Taizgada brings the base of Taivelim in the piyut, that says that you should have to use other vegetables for carpets because of Eim Eisem Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. And Taiz is bothered. Taiz argues in him. He says, the Gemara doesn't say it's Alsein Eisem Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas to use other vegetables for carpets. The Gemara says it's Alsein Keil Etinaikis. Malagopon, and that's the Chayyad Ibshan, the two Shittas. The Shittah that says to make Dafka on the Shleima is Stam because Berachas Anenin should be on the Shleima because of Lecha Mishnah, because Stam Berach should be on the Shleima, and the Berachas of Alachilas Matzah. That you being mekayin the matzah, the mitzvah of matzah with the prusa because of lechemani. Mashen Kain, the one that says everything's on the prusa, holds if you about to be mekayin the mitzvah with the prusa, as a male you make the bracha the berachas anen and also on the prusa, and there's no din of eimaisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That misses the third shita the rishayim bring down. The Torah brings it down in Kamer Rishayim that says bedafka fakert that to make the hamaitzi on the prusa and the alachilas matzah on the shlema. That's a little bit harder to understand. To make dafka that mitzi on the prusa, and to make the alachilas matzah on the shlema. So why these rishayim don't hold that you make them both on the prusa, could be takal sein eisem mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So mela, they want taka, you should dafka make the brachas on two different matzahs. But the shaila is, if the achilas matzah you're doing, the bracha of achilas matzah you're doing on the shlema, lechayah that's not lechemaini. But lechemaini is lechayah din in the mitzvah matzah. The mitzvah matzah should be with the prusa because of lechemaini. If you're going to make the bracha al achilas matzah on the shlema and a mitzvah on the prusa, so what does that have to do with lechemaini? Lechayah lechemaini is mechayiv, like what Taisa says, that the bracha of achilas matzah should be on the prusa, and then the bracha of a mitzvah, if you don't want to be the two brachas on the same thing, that could be on the shlema. But fakir, that the brachas of mitzvah dafka should be on the prusa, and the brachas of achilas matzah could be on the shlema, what's sakib shad in that? Nemesis is a lashon of the Arches Chaim, from a Baron Akayim Ilunil, that says a nusach like this, V'yeshayimim shal aprusi yivarach ha-mitzvah, kedarka shal ani, v'hoyal avidna b'chada mitzvah, nav mitzvah chrit nivarach legamkin al achilas matzah. He got a hold to make them both on the prusa. But he says, the ik is to make a mitzvah on the prusa. Kedarka shalani. But once you're ready doing one mitzvah, so then you'll make another mitzvah alachilas matzah on the prusa. And that lechayah, the other rishayim, the rishayim that hold that you make a mitzvah on the prusa and alachilas matzah on the shleim, lechayah argue, the lechayah they hold that fakert, you shouldn't make both brachas on the same ones. And therefore, they dafka make alachilas matzah on the shleim. But it sounds like they're also masking to the first thing he says, that the reason why you make a mitzvah on the prusa is kedarka shalani, madarka shalani beprusa. Kenir the pshat is like this, that it's not the pshat that the mitzvah be'erev teichel matzis because of lechem ayini has to miskayim with the prusa. The mitzvah be'erev teichel matzis has no shaykhis to the prusa. The din lechem ayini is stamed din, that when you're eating matzah on Leil Pesach, you should eat the matzah b'derech lechemayni, b'derech prusa, k'derech ishlani b'prusa. That your achila on Leil Pesach should be b'prusa. That's what's mashma. I heard from Makil Kala from Lakewood that he wanted to shtel tzu, the shita Rambam that holds that the din that you can't have matzah shira is not only that you not mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah with matzah shira. You not only have matzah shira the whole first night of Pesach. That's the in Rambam, Chiddush din. What's the pshat in that? L'chaya, if you're ready, if you mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with regular matzah, what's wrong with eating matzah shira the first night of Pesach? Dice, dice, the Rambam holds that when it says lechem ani, which is memayit matzah shira, like it says in the second parak, it doesn't mean it's memayit matzah shira from the mitzvah of matzah. It means it's memayit matzah shira stam, that your lechem that you eat on Pesach has to be lechem ani. It has to be lechem ani, it has to be. The drash in that vlam of Vavim and Aleph that says that lechem ani proudly isa shalinosha b'yayim v'shem and udvash, that you need lechem ani. And you're not allowed to have Issa that was Nilesha, B'yayin, Shem, and Dvash. The Rambam holds it's not a din in the mitzvah Achilas Matzah. It's a din that you're not allowed to eat Yayin, Shem, Nilesha, B'yayin, Shem, and Dvash. You have to have Lechem Ani. It has to be the Lechem Ani on the first night of Pesach. So who a din, the din of Lechem Ani, Shadaka, B'prusa, that doesn't tell you exclusively all the matzahs are B'prusa, but upon them, that mitzvah that you make, the ikar matzah that you eat for the meal should be prusa al tzlechem ayni. Also, it's not the pshat that that's the kiyum of the mitzvah sachilas matzah. That's taka the stamadin that it has to be lechem ayni. You should eat matzah kedaka beprusa adarab. For the kiyum of mitzvah sachilas matzah, you can have a shlema. And that's what the Rishayim are saying, that the birchas ha-maitzah should be on the prusa. Like the Archas Chaim saying, because ma'ani daka beprusa is going on the achilas ha-maitzah, it's going on the ikar achila. The achila you have to mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. There is no din prusa, so mel there you can have vishlema. Al gaponim the rush for zayis halacha lemaisa that since it's a machlekes the tur what's the for zayis since it's a machlekes on what you're making the bracha mitzvah on and what you're making the bracha lechilas matzah on, harayts alatzis yidei shneim they show both of the two in the hands and say both brachas while you're holding both of them and memela and then. Bimachavin, I guess each bracha should go on where it's supposed to go. That according to the shittas that you make the both of them on the prusa, so they both go on the prusa. According to the shittas that you make the amitzi on the shleima and the chilas matzah on the prusa, so good. It will be that way. And according to shittas that fakert, you have the amitzi on the prusa and the chilas matzah on the shleima. It will be that way. But you're holding both of them. He says to hold all three matzahs b'shas amitzi because that way you have lecha mishnah. Then put away the third matzah. Hold the shleima and the prusa. And make the bracha lechilas matzah be mechavin that the bracha should go where they're supposed to go, and then eat a kazayis both from the shleima and from the prusa. Yeah. Now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses chareisis. Tanakama holds that chareisis is not a mitzvah because, and the Gemara says, so why do you bring it? Why shem kafa? Because there's Rashi holds that the sap of the chazaris has a poison in it, so merely use the Chareisis to take off the poison. We mentioned before, the Rosh brings to Rabbeinu Yonah that even though the whole year you're allowed to eat chazaris without chareisis, you don't have to worry about it. But when it's a mitzvah, chazal were extra cautious that it shouldn't come any sakana from a mitzvah. Rabbi Ezra Mitzalik says that chareisis is a mitzvah. And the Rosh says, my mitzvah brings a machlekes of Levin Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Levi says, zeichel etapuach. It's a zeichel for the apple, and kustachis tapuach eretichah, that they had children under the apple tree. It's a zecher to the apple tree that the chareisis has apples, and memela you have a zecher to the neisa the eibush the maid that they were able to have children under the apple tree. And beicharam a zecher letit. It's a zecher to the mud that says the avdus. The zecher to the avdus in Mitzrayim that they had to work with the tit with the mud to build. And the Gemara says, "Amar Abayim, Hilchach Tzarich L'Kuhuye V'Tzarich L'Smuche." There's a din. You have to make it sharp. You have to make it tart, and you have to smuche. You have to make it thick and sticky. Tzarich L'Kuhuye is Zechel Tipuach. You make it tart is a Zechel Tipuach to the apple tree. Tzarich L'Smuche is Zechel Tit. You make it thick and sticky is Zechel to the tit. The Gemara says, "Tani Kavasir Be'echran Tavon Zechel Tevin Chareis Zechel Tit." It's a little bit schwer. The Abaye L'chay was coming to say to B'chay Shabo Shittas, Rabbi Levi Shitt of Zechel Tepuach, that's why it's Tzarich L'Kuy Zechel Tepuach. And Rabbi Yechanan Shitt of Zechel L'Tit, that's why it's Tzarich L'Smuch Zechel L'Tit. And then the Gemara says, Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yechanan, sounds like we're passing like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tafa and Gimel is asserted this, and he says, even though it says Tani Kavaser Bechem, and Abaya said, Tzarech L'smuchi, Tzarech L'kui, so we pass like Abaya, that it has to be both Zechel Tepuch and Zechel Letit. But the Bach has a different shita. The Tur, the way the Girsa was in the Tur, in front of the Beis Yosef in the Bach, it says like this, Achareisis is Zechel Letit, doesn't say Zechel Tepuch, Zechel Letit, Shevesenim Shtabdim Bait, Zeichel to the tit that the fathers worked. They lakach tzarchel asoysi of zeichel atit. Umidvarim chamutzim zeichel amor. You have to make it of zeichel atit. That's the gemara tzarchel smuchi. It has to be thick and has to be sticky like tit. And they said, dvarim chamutzim with sour things zeichel amor. That's the lashon of the Torah. So the Beis Yosef says, it's a Torah sefer. You have to change that to zeichel tepuach, the sif takas tepuach ayaticha. That the... that the chamutzim is not a zechel amor, the chamutzim is a zechel tepuch. He also says v'zechel amor, but he says the ikah tepuch amar zechel the ikah of dvarim chamutzim is zechel tepuch. The tzarich l'kuye is like the gemara says zechel tepuch. The Bach points out he's making a tayy sefer in the Torah. The Torah that we have says zechel amor. So the Riff and the Rosh, when they bring down a baya hilchuch tzarich l'smuchet tzarich l'kuye, they don't say tzarich l'kuye zechel tepuch. They don't say that. They just bring a bayis lashin, tzarech l'smucha v'tzarech l'kuye. Zok the Bach, Vaisleis the Riff and the Rosh held, and he wants to learn the Terusa this way, that in Rabbi Yechanan Gufi after smucha l'kuye, bayis going on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, zeichel atit, if it's zeichel atit, so then, first of all, tzarech l'smucha, you have to make it thick, you have to make it sticky like tit, and also tzarech l'kuye, you have to make it sharp, tart, sour, because that's a remembrance of the Marer. Because Tit is Marer on the Shibut, which is Marer. So Mele, that's also the Tzarech L'Kuhuye, that you have to put in Dvarim Chamutzim in it, that stock also is Echel Tit. Because the Tit is the Vaymaros Chayeim, is the Vayde Kasha, so that's why you need the Tzarech L'Kuhuye. It's not because of the Tapuach is not Mechayev the Tzarech L'Kuhuye. The Tit's Mechayev the Tzarech L'Kuhuye. That's how he learns up the Riff and the Rosh, because the Riff and the Rosh don't have in their Gemara that tzarech l'kuye zeichel tepuach and tzarech l'smuch is zeichel atit. Says it's also medug that way from the Rambam. The Rambam says acharoses mitzvah medivei sefer from zeichel atit she'ayv the bayim mitzrayim. Don't say anything about zeichel tepuach. And then he says a keitzad eisen eisen leichen tomorrow megreger sitzmukim ukeitzad them. You take dates or figs or dried figs or raisins v'darsen eisen v'naislam sechem chaimitz u'metavlen eisen metavlen kameitit. And he says, you put in chayim, it says tzarech l'kuye, even though it doesn't mention anything about tzarech l'tepuach. V'aistai tzarech l'tit alone is mechayev, the tzarech l'kuye and tzarech l'smuche. That's how he wants to learn up the Riff and the Rosh and the Rambam and the Tur. Another nekuda, in the machloikis Tanakam and Ablezer v'tzadik, that the Tanakam says, af vish ein chavesh es mitzvah. And Ablezer v'tzadik says it's a mitzvah. So the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah, he says that according to Ablezer v'tzadik, you have to make a bracha, and we don't pass like a blazer of tzaddik. It's mashmid, the Rambam paskins, it's not a mitzvah, it's only mishum kafa. The Rambam yad though, and that's what all the Rishayim bring, all the other paskim, they say, that a chareis is a mitzvah midivei sefer. So you see, klar, that the Rambam in yad paskins, it's a mitzvah. The Lacha Mishnah already asked, the chareis is not going like the Rambam in Pirish Mishnais, that he said, ain't a lacha blazer of tzaddik. So the Lacha Mishnah says he was chayzer. That's also Pri Chadash says. Ram was chayzer. Pesach Shnayis he held, he passed like the Rabbanim, because Yachav Ram Lacha Karabim. But in the Yad, he passed like Blazer Betzadik, because since you see that the Gemara has a whole shack of Atari according to Blazer Betzadik, Vaislai, Sipsach Alach is like Blazer Betzadik. There's also another machlaikis kumtais between the Ramam in Pesach Shnayis and the Ramam in Yad, that the Ram in Pesach Shnayis holds that if you hold it's a mitzvah, then you have to make a bracha. And the Ram in Yad holds it's a mitzvah, but still, holds, you don't make a bracha on chareisis. The Lecha Mishnah is bothered. Why, taka, don't you make a bracha? If it's a mitzvah, why don't you make a bracha on chareisis? If it's a mitzvah, midivei seifrim, why don't you make a bracha? No mitzvahs, you make a bracha. But Rabbeinu Menayich, they and the Rambam, and also the Torah says this, in Siman Tafayin Hey, they don't make a bracha because it's a tafel to the Marer. It's a tafel to the Marer. Rabbeinu Menayich brings a dinyan. Just like by Lulav, you don't make a bracha on all the different minim. You make one bracha because all the other minim are tefelim. So within here, you don't make a bracha on chareisis. It's one mitzvah together with the mar, you make a bracha on the mar. The chareisis is a tafel. The pshat is the charesis is not a mitzvah for the atzmai. Let's say someone doesn't have mar. He doesn't have to eat charesis. Charesis, the mitzvah of charesis is to eat it as a tafel to the mar. Since charesis, you don't eat on your own. The whole din of charesis is to eat it together with the mar. So ibezai, the charesis is not a mitzvah for the atzmai. So you don't make a bracha on charesis. You don't do the mitzvah on its own. You do the mitzvah together with the mar. So you make a bracha on the mar. The charesis is nichol in the mitzvah of the mar. And now let's go right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mazgul Kai Sheni, Mekana ben Shayel Aviv. Say it is two pshatim. The Rishman brings both pshatim down. Brings down the pshat from Rashi Kan ben Mezigas Kai Sheni ben Shayel Aviv, and Muchacham. Manishtana Akshav Shemazin Kai Sheni Kai de Mechila. Kan means now that you are Mezig the Kai Sheni, so now the ben is necessary to ask. Before, he doesn't see any real Shinoi. Rashi says the carpus is not Mamish Shinoi. But now that you're getting a second kais, it's mamish shina, it's mamish different. So now he asks, what's the difference? How come we're pouring a second kais? And then he has another pshat from his rabbi, b'shem ben Yaakov ben Yaakov, the Kena ben Shail. I came b'nei slavchad, dinu shei shayel mazigas kaisheni manishtana. This is the right time, this is now it's appropriate for him to ask. L'chaira, Rashi's first pshat's a little bit shver, because he didn't, in the Manishtana, it's not brought the kasha of Mezigas Kaisheni. It's not brought that kasha b'chlal. So what does it mean? V'kana ben shayel, now he should ask, l'chaira, that particular kasha, why being Mezig the Kaisheni, is not brought b'chlal in the Manishtana. So l'chaira, the Pasha Teretz is, and I saw this in the Isim Farshat Talmud, he brings from some Achreinim, that Rashi holds that when the Ben Taka asks about the Mezigas Kaisheni, you don't have to ask the Manishtana. That's what the Mishnah says. Mazgalai Kaisheni Vekana Ben Shayil. Then the Ben asks, if he's a Ben Chacham, he asks the Kasha, why being Mezig Kaisheni? The main ask the Ben, then Av Malam, the Manishtana, then Av teaches him the other Kashas. But if he's asking the Kasha, why being Mezig the Kaisheni, he doesn't have to ask the other Kashas. That's totally, though, how you learn Pshat. In the Gemara earlier, Kuftes Vavim Abeis brings down the story that Abaye of Yosef Kamad the Rabba, Chazit the Kamila Taka Mekamei. Abaye was sitting in front of the Rabbi, he saw that they were Eiker the Shulchan, they brought away the Shulchan. Amu Adayim Leka Achilna, Asa Kamakri, Taka Mekaman, we didn't eat yet, what are you bringing, why are you taking away the table? Amu Le Rabba, Batarsim Miloim Manishtana. So now we don't have to say Manishtana anymore. So Taisa says that Kadesh Yakir at Tinik V'Yishal, Taisus there says that the Tinik is going to ask about Akiris HaShulchan, and the male will ask about the Shari Dvarim. But Stam asking Laman Oikim HaShulchan, he doesn't become Pater for Manishtana. Ay, Abaya only asks about Akiris HaShulchan. So Taisus says, L'Pirish HaGemar L'Tchil HaShay L'Asay. The Gemara didn't bring the whole Arichas of his Kashas. He really asked more Kashas. And that's why Pater from the Manishtana. But just the Kash of Akiris HaShulchan is not enough to patter from the Manishtana. You have to ask all the kashas. So Melel Levitaisis can't learn pshat that the Vekana ben Shail means that he can ask about the Mezigas of Kais and then be patter from the Manishtana. He has to ask all the Shailas. Could be you learn Vekana ben Shail. That's Vekana ben Shail. That's what he should do. But if you learn, like Rashi, Vekana ben Shail, it's mashma that Shail alone would answer it. So that means Ari Shainim had learned that way. The Maril says, like this, he says, "Kai sheni meizgin mebalayim emanishtana vayim emaril sheyishul tinekes mameizgin oy lishdus kula hayv leichoch midi." That the children should ask, "How come we'll be meizik to be sheis another case we didn't need anything yet?" V'mshayil ain sarach leim emanishtana v'yaschal avodem eyinu emirtza. He says, "Mefurish that this sheil alone is good enough, not like Taisus." The being nachlik in the beer of the Mishnah. The Maril learns that the Pshat is Vekana ben Shail. Here the Ben asks about the Mezigah, like Rashi says. The main Dashma Ben, then the Aviv asks him, Malam de Manishtana. Then he teaches him the other Shailas. But if he asks any Shaila, it's good enough. It's good enough to be called a Shaila. And Maril, you don't have to say Manishtana. And that's what the Gemara meant earlier, Petrasim Malam de Manishtana. That just the Shaila of Akir Shulchan is good enough for Manishtana. And that seems that the Maril. That misses the Ramah in Simon Tafayin. Tafayin Gimel, at the end, is mashma that he's bringing the Maril. He says, and the Ma'ishim is Mitzayin the Meril. It's Mashmi holds. You don't need all the Sheilas. As long as they have a Sheila, it's good enough. But he learns the Mishnah, the Kana Ben Shel means about the Mezigas HaKais, then the Ein Das Ben, then the Ovis to teach him the other Sheilas. But if the Ben asks on his own, one Sheila is good enough. Mashenke and Taisus, that says that one Sheila is not good enough. You have to ask all the Sheilas. V'kana ben shel doesn't mean about the mezigas hakayis. V'kana ben shel means all the shelis. If the ben knows all the shelis himself, fine. And if not, of melamdai, that the father teaches him the shelis. But lemais, you have to ask all the shelis in order to be yitzim manishtana. And the Gemara earlier, patarsim lem manishtana, means that he asks that shelis together with the other shelis. In the Rambam, it's mashma third shita. The Rambam in Perek Shvi, Halacha Gimel says, that the after do shinuyim, that the children should ask why is this night different, and explain to them why this night's different, because season shayim happened that night. And he says, but he doesn't say all four shaylas. He says, you have to ask manishtana alayla zeh. You have to speak about the shinuyim that this night has over other nights. It's mashma there that the shaylas don't have to be all the shaylas that are in the Mishnah. It's mashma, as long as you ask a shayla, manishtana alayla zeh, you're asking a shayla about the shinuy this night over other nights, that's good enough in the yaitzah that didn't shayla with that. The Rambam in Perichas Halacha Beis, when he starts talking about the actual seder, he says, "Yemaisin kai sheni v'kana ben shel," and then he says, "Va'imer akirei manishtana laila azem mikol aleilis," and he goes through the different shelas that the Gemara has. It's mashma. There's two dinim. The ben has to be shel, and then the kirei has to say manishtana. Mashma is mashmi. Learned the Mishnah like this: "Mazgul kai sheni v'kana ben shel v'main das v'ben avam alamdai." That the ben is shayil, and if the ben doesn't have das of his melamde, to ask shaylus about the shinuyim, not necessarily these shaylus. Then the manishtana laila zem mikol aleilos is going back on vayimer akayre. That the kayre has to say. These are not the shaylus. The kayre has to go and say manishtana laila zem mikol aleilos and say over all the shinuyim that have this laila from all the leilos. So there's a third pshat in the Mishnah. Like we said, the pshat in Rashi is v'kana ben shel means yes and one shinu. Like the Miril says, that's good enough. The main das ben of malam de manishtana means the father's teaching all the shinuyim. That's one pshat. Taisus earlier that says that even when the ben is shel, yes, that's all the shinuyim. So both v'kana ben shel and the main das ben of malam de, and what does the ben have to ask? Or if there's no das ben, what does the father teach him? Manishtana, all the shinuyim he has to ask about. And the Rambam is mashma, no, that he learns the beginning of the Mishnah of a kana ben shel v'main das ben av malam. They stop, but they have to be shaylos. They have to be shaylos. And manishtan is a din v'amer akayre. The Naksam Sefer in Shulchan Aruch asks, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara p'tarsim leim manishtana? It said that Abai asked shaylos, and then he said p'tarsim leim manishtana. If manishtana is just a din the kayre says the manishtana, so what does it mean p'tarsim leim manishtana? Rabbeinu Menoyach writes on the Rambam that he didn't pask him like the Gemara Patarsim Leim Manishtana. He didn't pask in that way. The Shere Zach. Lamaisa, there is a Girsa in the Madur of Shapsi Frankel he brings, V'ayma Likkayre Manishtana. In other words, the Gnosis Rambam, not V'ayma Hakkayre, V'ayma Likkayre. Other Abba, the V'kana Ben Shail is that the Ben S Manishtana. That'll be Mashma like Taisis, and the Ben S to ask on all the Shinim, even though in Perek Zayin he didn't bring it. Because Avaisis Mitzad, the Ikkadin Sheila, you don't need all the Shinuyim. But that was at the Kanas Chachamim, that the Ben should dafka ask all the Shinuyim, like what Taisa says, and not Pata from Anishtana, unless he asks all the Shinuyim. That would seem good if you figure his way Malikairi. The Gemara here, that brings by Dara Avdei, if Nachman told Dara Avdei, Avdei the Mafik Lemora Lechair, is Yavi Kasu the Hava, my boy Lememele, Amle boy Ledui Leshuche, Amle Patarsim Lema Manishtana. It's mashma even without any shaylas. Just the fact that he told the Eved, what should Eved do if his master let him out to Cheris and gave him Kasev and Zav, and he said, Baradu Shuches is a pter for Manishtana. Bem Sivei Shver. Okay, you need some sheila at least. So the Rishbam says, La'acha sheila seben, hiskulayim avadim hinu, v'layim ragada. In other words, the Rambam, the Rishbam Kinnir wasn't gairis b'tayis v'layim anishtana. He just said, Pasach v'am ravadim hinu. Just wanted to say, if Nachman, before the Seder, said over this thing, that he told Dara Avdei, Avda, the Mabagle, Mar l'cheir, seol v'kasit avam, aboy l'meimalei. But it wasn't a p'tayis v'am anishtana. Not a chreinim, where aren't gairis in the Gemara, but tarsim leivim anishtana. That's the first time it brings that. That's also in Duke Sefer, brings some ksisayad, that aren't gairis, but tarsim leivim anishtana. Because there is no sheila b'chlal. I wanted to be matim that if it doesn't say, but tarsim leivim anishtana, so what din does it say in this Gemara with Evnachim Fedora Avdei? So the Rambam Grada says, he says, Lefi daitash ben of Malamde, the Rambam says. The father is a teacher of daitash ben, Ketzin, and my katan, a tipish amalai beni, kolono inu avadim, kamei shifkazu, kamei evid zeb mitzrayim, ubalai lazeb, paris kushbach vichenel lecheris. If the ben is very young or foolish, you're telling me, ooh, like avadim, like this evid, like this shifcha, and the Ebishta took us out. I think the Rambam learned it up in this Gemara. That's the Makari to the Rambam. The Gemara is going on the mission of Fidaita Shalben of Malamdai. So the Gemara is giving an example of Fidaita Shalben. Vaishas of Nachman and a Ben that was a Katanei Tipish. So he brought Dara Avdei to show here's an Evid. And look at this Evid. Look how much Shmach and Adah he'll give if he's let out the Cheris. And the Mela, we also have to give a Shmach and Adah to the Ebishtah for letting us out the Cheris. It's a chiddush in the din of fidayit shel ben av malamdai, and the Rambam says you say kamoy evid zev kamoy shifcha zev. As I came near it, and now let's see the next mishnah. The mishnah says Rambam Gamliel ha'yomer kol shli am shloish dvar meilu bePesach loyotzi dechavasa veleim Pesach matzu umar. Whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach is not yotzis chiv. He has to say Pesach matzu umar. The Rishbam explains, Shle Oma means Shle Pirish Taima. You have to explain the reason for Pesach Matzah Amar. Taisa says, what's the Makar? How do you know you have to explain the reason for Pesach Matzah Amar? So Taisa says that, you know, Pesach, what says, V'amartim Zevach Pesach, Pirish Bamira, they have to say Pesach Shana Oichlim, Al Shom, Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abad, V'Seinim Mitzrayim. And how do you know Matzah Amar? Because the iskish lebesa, because of the hekish. The Ran says that it doesn't mean that you're not yetzi dechavasa, you have to eat Pesach and matzah more again, that you're b'chal not yetzi. It means you're not yetzi dechavasa kitikunai. As Eric stated in the Ramban and Mulchamis, and Brachis that vezu and beis, the yetzi dechavasa just means not that you have to eat again the Pesach matzah more, you just, when yetzi dechiv, visadaf sezain, the way it's supposed to be. From this we show him it's mashma that the din of Amir's Pesach Matzah Mor is a din of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach and Matzah Mor. It's more than away from Taisus. Taisus says that you learn it from Amartim Zevach Pesach. And Matzah Mor is because Iskish LePesach. They say, what's Iskish LePesach? The mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Mor have a hekish. So we bought in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, the din you need Amir. Pesach Zet, and explaining why you need a Pesach. So you have the hekesh that in the mitzvah achilas matzah also in an amira. The mitzvah achilas mar also in an amira. So these mitzvahs in an amira, and also like the Ramban Klal learns, leyotzi dechavasai is a pshat in not yetsi the chiyav al kaponim kitikunai of the chiyav of pesach matzah mar. You're not yetsi the mitzvah because there's a din you need amira, and without that amira you're not yetsi dechavasai, meaning you're not yetsi klai the mitzvah pesach matzah mar. The mafurish away in the Mashon Chedushi Agadis, that's a din in the Pesach Matzah Mar. But in the Rambam, it's mashma a whole different word. In the Rambam, it's mashma Yotzadei Chavasai, it's not mitzad the mitzvah Pesach Matzah Mar. But Yotzadei Chavasai means not Yetzir Chiv of Sipitzir Mitzrayim. Rambam, in Perek Shvi, in Ochas Pesach, when he says the mitzvah Seishal Ter, Lasat Benisim Lefoy, Shinasav Seinim Mitzrayim, B'lel Chamisha also, that there the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim, there the Rambam says the dinim of the mitzvah, and the dinim of the mitzvah is that you need Sheila Tshuva, and that you need L'haskel Marus L'sayim B'shvach, and to be Dairish Aram Yevid Avi, you call a parasha kula. And then he says, Kol Mishal Mishash V'el B'lel Chamisha also, Ezra Dechavasev, Eilein Pesach Ma'atzumar. And then he writes, it's Varm Eilu Kul and Hein and Akron Agad. And then he goes on to Bechal Dar Vidar. Reb Chaim is ready medayik. The Emek Bracha brings it from Reb Chaim. He said the Rav told him that Reb Chaim used to say every single year, what's the chiluk between the mitzvah of Schiris Tzitzis Mishayim that's there every night and the mitzvah of Sibi Tzitzis Mishayim that's there El Chamisha Aser? Reb Chaim used to say three chilukim. One chiluk is that you need Derech Shelu Tshuva. And the other chiluk is that you need to be Maskel Merissa Mishayim Bishvach. And the third chiluk is that you need the Pesach Matzah Umar. Rav showed in this Rambam, state all these three chilukim that Reb Chaim used to say. All state in the Rambam, and he says, the Dvarim Eilu Nikra Agada. So you see that the din of Pesach Matzah Umar L'dasa Rambam is not a din in the midst of Pesach Matzah Umar. It's a din in the midst of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. For Yotzi Dechavasa means you weren't Yotzi Dechiv of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. That's what it says in the Ravon and the Pirish Agada. And the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer, they say klar that the Pshad is Yotzi Dechavasai of Sipitzis Mitzrayim. The feelings you show me, you can learn a different makar to the din that you have to say Pesach Matzah Umar. You can learn it's also Bavur Zeh. As I talk about in Midn Yitzi and Simon Lamed, that you learn that from Bavur Zeh, La'om HaSheish Matzah Umar Menachem Lefanecha, that there's a din in Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim that has to be Bavur Zeh. You have to say in the Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim, Bavur Zeh, Bavur, the Pesach Matzah Umar, HaTzionim Mitzrayim, you have to explain the time of Pesach Matzah Umar. That's good for the din of Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim. In the din of matzah, the Mishnah says avart matzah al shem shenigalu. Hashem shenigalu aveshenim mitzrayim. Doesn't explain anymore. The nusach we have in our God is a different nusach. The nusach we have in our God is Hashem shlehisik b'tzeikam lahachmetz at shenigalu yamelach malchay yamelach gadish baruch hu v'gaalam. And the pshat is that the dough didn't rise until the Eibishter came to redeem it. The Ran says it's the same thing. Shenigalu means, and when Nigalu and Lahisuk would take him Lahachmet. So it's good for what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah wouldn't explain as much as the Baal Agada. Masha has a whole Arichas on it, just giving a Maramakim. I want to speak out like this. The Ran asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat Lahisuk would take him Lahachmet that the dough didn't rise until they went out? They didn't have enough time to make Chametz. That would be Mashman, they wanted to make Chametz. But how were they allowed to make Chametz? It was Pesach, there was an Issa Chametz. So he says, because since Pesach Mitzrayim was only Noig Yom Echad, so it was only Noig Laila V'Yom, only that day. So they wanted to make Chametz for tomorrow. And Zakda Chiddush, there was no din of Bal Yirah by Pesach Mitzrayim. Bal Yirah was only by Pesach Deiris. There's no din of Bal Yirah by Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no issue of Bal Yirah. So they were going to make Chametz for the next day. But Lehisbek LaChametz, so even though they had an Issa Achilas Chametz like we had before in the ninth parak, Le'yachal Chametz Hayayim, that they didn't allow to eat chametz and ayayim, meaning for one day, a person with chayim is only ayayim for one day, but they didn't have an isser to have chametz, so they're going to make chametz for the next day. That's what the Ran says. The Ramban al Atari Bamison says they weren't planning on making chametz. Ramban al Atari in the Pasuk Vayayifus Abatzik Asher Tzim Mitzrayim Ugas Matzis Kilay Chametz, he says that's Kilay Chametz means because it was an isser chametz, so they had to bake matzah. There was an isser chametz. He also is an isser Bal Yirah. So they made Ugas Matzah Kilei Chametz because it was an Issa Chametz. But Kigarishim in Mitzrayim is explaining another thing. Kigarishim in Mitzrayim is explaining is if they would have had time, they would have baked it in Mitzrayim. Lamaish, they didn't have time, they were in a rush, so Mamela, they didn't bake it in Mitzrayim. They took it out of Mitzrayim and they baked it on the way. Or he said, Kedas Chazal, they got the Sukkahs very quickly, they baked it in Sukkahs. They didn't bake it in Mitzrayim, that's what it means. And Lehispik Lahachmetz, according to Ramban, you're going to have to learn, not the pshat they wanted it to be chametz. But before it even had a chance to be chametz, and Kolshkeim, before it had a chance to bake it, which they wanted to bake it before it was chametz, they came and redeemed them, and Mamel, they couldn't bake it then. They had to wait and bake it on the road or bake it in Sukkos. But the Ran says no. The Ran says the Pashim HaShmayis is that they wanted it to be chametz. Tayyar says there's no Issa Bal Yirah. The Tzlach learns like this. The Tzlach learns of Adar, it wasn't Issa Bal Yirah on Pesach Mitzrayim. Gemara doesn't bring it before as the chalukah between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Deiris. But he learns that the Yom Echa that Pesach Mitzrayim was is the Laila's Ha'ilach Achar Yom. He says it's muchach to say that way. The Ran learns the Yom Echa means the Laila of a Yom, the Leil Tesvav and the Yom Tesvav, the first day of Pesach. But the Tzlach says it can't be. Because it says there, Vayayimim Moshe La'am, Zachar Sayayim Mezeh Sheyatzim Shayim Vesav Adim, and it says, V'lo Yachal Chametz Sayayim Atem Yatzim. The Gemara Dash L'Echal Chametz Sayayim. So Moshe was telling them, remember this day, V'lo Yachal Chametz Sayayim, and you can't eat Chametz today. And that's saying, the Gemara before Dashans, passing with Shayim is only Nayik for one day. Zach the Tzlach, when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell this to Klal Yisrael? He couldn't have told them Leil Tezvav. They weren't together Leil Tezvav. There was a din Atam Ateitz, Lishin Pesach Beiser at Beiker. They had to stay in the houses Leil Tezvav. He couldn't have told this to them Leil Tezvav. So when did he tell it to them? He must have told them B'shas Shchitas Pesach. Had to be B'shas they were doing an Avodah Pesach. He was saying, V'varetis Avodah Azois. So obviously it was Erev Pesach, B'shas Shchitas Pesach. And he said, Lo Yechol Chametz Hayayim. Yayim Echad. What's the B'shat? Because before Matan Torah, the Laila was Helech Acher Yayim. When it says Pesach Mitzrayim was Eini Neigel Yayim Echad, that means the Erev Pesach and the night of Pesach. That's the Yayim Echad. And by the morning, there was no Din Pesach Mitzrayim. So Vada Pesach Mitzrayim also had a Din of Bal Yerah. You weren't allowed to have Chametz. But Pesach Mitzrayim, the Ran says Pesach Mitzrayim went until the end of the next day. So the Tzlach, no. The Pesach Mitzrayim only went that night. The next morning, they were allowed to bake Chametz. That's the Pshat L'chor why they waited till the next morning to bake Chametz. Because they weren't allowed to bake Chametz that night. Early in the morning, they got up to bake Chametz. And the Hizv would say, K'machem, is that Shinigalei, Melech Machem, Baruch Baruch, of the Golem. And two of the Achrein, the Muslim, Mechavim, to the Tzlach, said the same thing. The Sefer HaMakna in Kedushin, and Afvam and Ches, and also the Malbim, Malaterim, Perigud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Dalin, they both say Mamish, the same shtickle, that the reason why Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Yig, only Yom Echad, was only the Yom and the Laila, because before Matan Torah, the Laila was Helech Achara Yom, and the next morning there was Mutter for them to eat Chametz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.